I would like to welcome you to the second part of our free software session, panel discussion, workshop, whatever. In the morning we had an introduction of the three developers of different video tools, video editing, broadcast, and live streaming tools. And in the panel part of this subject, we want to discuss more the political backgrounds of patent issues, of licensing stuff, and how to convince broadcast stations, professional video editors to use these free open source tools, and how to encourage them to at least to try them, and maybe find them useful or not. But to convince them to integrate them into their production environment, and so maybe helping the developers to collect some money or some commercial support for their for the software, to help them keep it going and not to look for other jobs. And how does it fit into our idea of a free world of software, free content, and what does it mean for our daily life here as developers or users? First of all, for all the people that have not been in the first session here, on the workshop session, I'd like to introduce yourself with a short, very brief introduction of your project again, and what you're doing, and your personal or your professional background. So what is the reason why you're working on that software, or where you got your experience, and maybe what do you expect from working on this project? We start with Charles Yates. He's working on the Kino project, and we learned this morning that it's more involving project, more as a live broadcast production tool upcoming. So please, can you introduce yourself and give a short summary of your project?